Okay, we're learning the Lamed Rav Beis, starting on the bottom of Lamed Rav Aleph. For starting, Omar Abaya, Hareini keben Azai b'shukei Tveria. Abaya says, I'm like Ben Azai b'shukei Tveria. You can ask me anything you want. Amale, just like Ben Azai was a bucky and everything, and I'm the same way. Ask me anything I want. That's Abaya said. Amalei hu baron Abaya, have a kasha. Ikalim edushenu. You could dash in the pasuk by every lekula. Ikalim edushenu lechumra. You can do lechumra. It says mekesef eknasai and kifishanav. Mekesef eknasai means when it goes down, you go bust at a purchase price, and when it goes up, you go kifishanav. How do you know to make a lekula? Memayid lekula, ema lechumra. So the answer is lo. It's a gadaita. But the ekel rachmona gabei. Since we find that we're very makel by a eved ivri, how is that? The Tanya it says when you take care of eved ivri, you toiv lo imach. You have to be good with him. Imach maichal in chamishta. If you're eating in reserve cut, you got to give him reserve cut. Shaloite oichal pas the kia voichal pas kibur. You can't eat, you know, good shemaka white bread and give him whole wheat. At the shoyis yain yosham hushas yain chadash. You know, you got to give him the good stuff. At the yosham gabei mukhav yosham gabei karka. You have to give him. You know, you can't let him sleep on the straw. But Yosha Gavi Karka, Mekan Amru, Hakoine Eved Ivri, Kakoine Odin La Atzma. You see from here, when you buy Eved Ivri, you know, the Torah makes it, you can Koine Odin to yourself. The Torah of the Imach has to be good to him. So what do you see? So he's saying, Eved Ivri, you got to be good to him, so therefore you go Lakula. That's how you know you go Lakula. So tomorrow, I'll tell you what you're talking about. Eved Ivri, you have to Machma him. Adrav, Nachma Leha. Come see how bad it is. Someone who does the Avera of Shvius. What's Afkash of Shvius is Schaira. Because Ikka Shvius is working on the fields. But like a side halacha of Shvius is Schaira. It's called Afkash of Shvius. Why? Because Adam Naisim Naisim Perish Shvius, if someone is busy doing business with Perish Shvius, which is Asher to do, L'soif Meiches V'Talatlam. The first step is you have to sell his V'Talatlam. It says the parasha of Yevil. Afterwards, it says you have to come sell your metaltlim, something that goes from yad to yad. Loi hergish, he didn't, you know, chap that he's getting an einish. L'soif moiches adaisav, he didn't have to sell his fields, which is the real estate rate. That's even worse. Shenem ki yamuchicham alchem achuzase. Loi bas the yadai, you know, he didn't realize yet he's doing aver yet. The Shaykh Moiches Abai sells his house. Shenem ve'ish ki imke beis Moishe of Irchayma. So the Gemara, Ma'ish da'hasam the kamalei hirgish. First says la hirgish, he didn't realize. Ma'ish da'hachah the kamalei ba'as yada. It sounds like he didn't even chap. He's doing avera. Why did he say change the lashon? But a second time. So the Gemara says Avuna. Dar Avuna kimish av adam avera. Someone does avera v'shoyin deba and he does it twice. Hutter loy. It's mutter to him. Break the Gemara. Hutter loy. He's like a daita. Is it really mutter? Ela eimen nasis like a hetter. It comes like heter, and it goes further. Further, you know, in the process of someone does averus, lo yabasi yadai, lo soif shlav averibus. If he doesn't realize yet he's doing averus, then he'll end up lending averibus, borrowing averibus. Shnei mechem achicha, v'ksev al tikach meitei nesho chetarbus. Lo yabasi yadai, ad shemoicha es bitai. He has to sell. He's going to sell his daughter. How do you know he sells his daughter? Shnei mechem ish bitai la'ama. V'afikav the bitai b'hayon alessa. It's not in the same parasha. We're talking about in Parashas Bahar, there's like a hemshich in the psukim. If someone did something wrong, you know, b'yayvul or b'shvius, then he sells his metaltlim, then he sells his field, then he loiv ribis. It says then he sells his daughter. Sells his daughter? The selling his daughter is in Parashas Mishpatim. What's going? How do you know he's selling his daughter? It's something more interesting thing. V'afikav the bitai b'hayon alessa nichal inish the lizim barte a person rather sell his daughter by leiziv ribsa. And not borrow rivers. Why? Dilu hasam, when you sell your daughter, migra of ozla, you know, the price goes down because it's growing kesef. You know, so in 2 years, you know, you get a little more money, you'll pay there. Ribis, the more you keep the hava going, the more you're paying. Dilu haqqa, kamayis of ozla. I guess we don't care about the daughter too much. We're talking about the money. The bottom line is, what's more, money-wise, what's worse? It's worse than the ribis and sell your daughter. That's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's the bottom line. Because so the Gemara says he must have sold his daughter already. If he sold lent for ribbis, he must have sold his daughter. L'soif moiches asbet. The end, you know what happens? He sells himself. Shenem avchiyom achichicha imach v'nim kalach. And not only lo yloch, el leger. The first step is, it's not so bad. You sell him, you know, you sell yourself to a good deed who takes care of you. If not, then you go to a ger. Shenem a leger. Lo leger, it's said, leger toishav. The next step is the ger toishav. What? Right, Ger is a Jew. Not the same level as a regular Jew. It's not the same covered. Imagine, you know, it's not the same covered for someone to work for a Ger.
the same
halachas. Same halachas. Seven halachas, Gertar, so all the same halachas. We're saying how bad the guy is stooped. He was, guy was a huge gvir. He worked in, you know, in Eastern Union, and, you know, finished. He, by the end of the day, he was ready, Gerrit Taishev, working with Gerrit Taishev, saying how low the guy landed. Then, Leger of Leila Gerrit Tzedek, El Leger Taishev, gets sold to a guy, like who keeps Shevim Mitzvah. Shevim Leger Taishev. Meshvachas Gerrit Zer Vechav, and that's a guy. Kushoim Ela Eikim, Meshvachas Gerrit Zer, Nimkim and Nasim, Meshvachas Gerrit Zer Vechav, you land up even being working as a janitor in the Avodah Zarah house. The kids, what's the bottom line after this Langa Bryce over here? Is that this Evidivri, we're not so nice to him. He's a variant, he's a Rasha. So why would we go to Kula? We said we go to Kula because he's Tavla Imach. No, if I can't, go to Chumra on him. Look at the guy, he's like, he didn't learn his lesson. A Malay. No, a Hadre Kra. The mindset of the Pasuk still feels bad for him. Because the Pasuk says, to Tanaber Vishmal, Hoyl Vahalachamacha Atzma Levchavim, you would think, since he went to sell himself to the guy, we should throw a stone on top of a guy who falls. You know, we should pile it on him. No, Tamalei, no. You should free him. Tamalei, the pasuk says, "Geula ti eloi echad ma'akev yigalenu." One of his brothers should be garlem. So the Gemara is saying, no, we do still feel bad for him. So that's where you go to Kula. Right, Gemara, no. Ema geula ti eloi the loy l'tamalei v'chav. Maybe there's geula ti eloi. Because we, you know why we tell him to beguile him? Because we don't want him to get Tomei from the Avodah Zarah. So we're still looking for a pshat and why we go to Kula by Evad Ivri. Remember, we learned today Achuza from Evad Ivri, Geula Geula, but we still want to figure out why by Evad Ivri, how do we know we go to Kula? Amar Rav Nachman. What? We're just answering now that we're still.
He's also going
to
want you to redeem
the Jinn Right, but not by a case where it's by regular case, there's no Makar to go to Kula by Groin. No, not regular case. Even by Goy, there's no Makar to go to Kula by Groin. It says you have to be Garland. We feel bad for him. But who said, like, I have a pidyon with a Makal? I have money with a Makal? Who said? So tomorrow. Amr Nachvi Yitzchak Adrasha. Ksiv, Oid Rabbis Bashanim. If there's more. Years, like more years in the years. Rabbis Bashanim. Machsivim Ma'at Nishar Bashanim. Chiyesham Ruba Shom Ruatas. There's some years that are a lot, some years a lot. A year is a year. What's Shom Ruba Shom Ruatas? Ella. Nisraba Kaspoy, which means, Lashon Apostle gives him Oid Rabbis Bashanim, which means it went up in price. The Apostle, you know what the Apostle says then? Mekesef Meknasa. This is Ma'at Nishar Bashanim. This is Kvishonov. So Yadash is very good smack. Elnisraba Kasboy, if it went up in price, Mekesef Meknasa, go what's the Kesef Meknasa? Nismat Kasboy, which means it might Nishra Shonim, Kefi Shonov, you go for the years. That's his drasha. Right, the Gemara may make drasha different. What it means to say Rabbis Meshonim means, Hecha the Ovid Tarti Paisha Abar, if there's more years left, Lesav Le Arba, Mekesef Meknasa, you give four from Kesef Meknasa. Hecha the Ovid Arba, Paisha Tarti, there's only two left. Then lays loy tarati with kivishonov. Then you give kivishonov. Then you ask you make a drasha. Maybe you make a drasha. Depends on how many years are left. And then you go kivishonov or kivim kasev kadrasa.
What's that
kasha?
Yeah,
it's good. It reflects Rashi and Tosfos. But according to Rashi, it's interesting. I know. So Rashi saying maybe you'll make a drasha like this. I dafka was doing that. The reflects Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that. That we're darshan like this. If there's more years left to the when he's paid himself, he's still 4 years left. Then we'll go mekesef meknasa. Then we'll go mekesef meknasa. But if it's two years left, then we'll go only kifishanov. Vosepis, I don't know why. But that's,
what does it mean kifishanov?
Kifishanov means you go vosep the price right now, the year price now, not the kesef, not the purchase price.
I mean his value.
Yeah, his value. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and that's Rabbi Shonim. What?
11th year 3. It sounds like it was
based off right. No, the Rabbi Shonim. Rabbi Shonim the more just wanted to dash it means if your value went up. Rabbi Shonim, they go kesef. No, so if it went down, they go kifishanov. And that was Rabbi Nachman. So who's the next drasha that? Maybe it means Rabbi Shonim means how many years are left? If the 4 years left, you go with the purchase price. If 2 years left, you go with the kifishanov. That would be the Havamina.
What happens halfway through?
What?
What happens
exactly
halfway through?
Halfway through? I don't know. Then you do the
halachah. Why would there be a...
It's only Havamina, so it's not... What?
Why would there be a kula if there's less...
Right, it doesn't really make sense. Echnami. That's the problem. It doesn't really make sense. So zok the Gemara. MK nichtev oid rabbis shonim. My bishonim. So bishonim sounds like nesraba kasbay bishonim mekesav aknasa. If it's a sraba kasbay in the years that went up a value, you go above the purchase price, which is less. If it went down a price, you go like it went down a price. Rav Yosef darshinu Rav Nachman lehani korei kasinai. Rav Nachman darshin this pesukim like Har Sinai. Unbelievable how he darshin this pesukim. Gevaldik. Let's go back to. So we learned before in the Mishnah that you can't sell a field or borrow money in order to purchase to be goyel your shtei achuzah. What's pshat? Minanim bila tana ban lintan brayse v'sigu yadoi. It says Vesiga Yodai. He got enough money to pay it. Yad Atzmoy. So Yav Vigoyel. It has to be his own. He made his own money. He got a raise in work. It can't be. Can't borrow money and be goyel. Umatza Pratla Matzi. It has to be. He found more money, and not that it was there already. So Yimka Barachay. If he had already a field in Nebraska, you can't be goyel that. Vigoyel Bekarav and Vigoyel now sell that and Vigoyel this field. Barav Vigoyel Yafa. Because Matza is Mashma something that happened now, not something that was there you already had. Kedei gula, so it has to be kedei gula. Go of any gula chazam. You can't be paid a half a field. Zokta gemar lemeimra. It's mashva. The word matza hash to mashva. It means you found something now. I asked you a kasha from a gemara makas for a minu. It says in the gemara makas that yichayev. Let's say someone throws a rock. He throws it and it lands on a guy's head by mistake. So he goes in gullus. So the brayza says only if the guy was here when I threw it. But let's say someone threw a rock. If someone sticks his head out of a window and it bangs into him, there's no gullus on that. Why not? Because a matzah's mashma, he's here already. V'raminu, matzah, prat l'mamtzi es atzmai. It's going to exclude a case where someone sticks his head out. V'kanam lezem es shiyotza evan, tachzadi, after I threw the stone, hoitzi alaz roish v'kiblaz potter. Alma, matzah midi, disi mikar mashma. Matzah means something that was there before. Matzah means something that was there before. And here we're saying, ma'as, matzah means something that happens now. So it's a stirun, hei taich matzah. Amar Rava, hacham yana de krav, hacham yana de krav. Hacha dumi here, we make a dumi de sigi yada. Just like a sigi yada means something happened now, umatza also means something happened now. Ma sigi yada hashta, af matanami the hashta, something happened now. Vahacha dumi de yar, and by galus is dumi the forest. Ma yar milsa isim ikara, just like a forest is something different from before. Af matza milsa isim ikara, something is different from before, and that's, you know, matza means by galus means something different from before. But here, matza means something that happened now. Over hektish. Instead of a hektish, you're allowed to do a chatzah, you're allowed to borrow, you're allowed to sell. What's pshat? Not a militarim banan. V'gol, you go double lashon. V'lam, shaloi v'goy, v'goy l'chatzahim. You can be borrow and redeem, and goy l'chatzahim. Om Rav Shem, matam. Pishim etzinu v'moicha stei achuzah, shiyofa kaychay. Stei selling stei achuzah is pretty good. Shem higia yoyev aloi negala, chazer as the ma'am yoyev, it goes back to him. Therefore, hoyre kaychay, we don't give him the kayak, we say, she'en aloi v'goy, v'en goy l'chatzahim, because we give him the opportunity to get it back. If Yehova came and he wasn't girl, he goes to the Kahanim. Therefore, Yafa Kaychai, we give him extra Kayach and it should loiva the girl, Chatzam. That's what Rabbi Shimon says, time in the Krah. One last Gemara. Tani Chadat says, loiva the girl, Chatzam. You could borrow and do a halfway gula. But Tani Idach, a different price says, ain't a loiva the girl, Chatzam. Like our Mishnah says, like this price. Like Kasha Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon. One's Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon. And Rashi learns that means Rabbi Shimon is the one, he says time of the Krah before, that since we'll make on him, so Machmeh here, but that our Mishnah, according to Rashi, is Rabbi Shimon. He says you can't be Goyal L'chatzahim, and you can't be Loiv of a Goyal. And the Rabbanu really hold Loiv of a Goyal L'chatzahim. But Tosfos doesn't like that pshat, why not? Because it comes to our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi, it's Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, not like the Rabbanu. So therefore Tosfos has a different pshat, a little hard to understand Tosfos pshat, but it's a different machlokes, when they got Bati Rechaima. But the nice Rashi pshat is that our mission is only going to go to Rav Shimon, who holds that you cannot be goyel lechatzam and you can't be loiv of a goyel. Question? No. My mistam. It's deyachuzo. Deyachuzo. This that you can't be goyel lechatzam and you can't be loiv of a goyel. Only going to Rav Shimon, not going to Rav Bana.
I'm on you could.
Yeah. And the whole brayso before that says matam is because Rav Shimon is the one who holds like that. The Rav Bana holds like that.